Now that you're here, Caleb continued after a brief, pregnant pause designed to underline those very words, I suppose we should hear what you have to say. Your Majesty. Pine Hollow's voice was commendably steady under the circumstances. I feel confident you must at least suspect the reason for this rather dramatic, unannounced visit. Given the fact that you arrived in an official vessel, I don't imagine you're here to transfer your personal allegiance from Prince Narmon to Karis, Caleb said dryly. No, I'm not, Your Majesty. Pine Hollow met Caleb's eyes very levelly, and the youthful monarch felt a stir of respect as he saw the steadiness in those eyes. They were, in their own way, a rebuke of his own levity. No, I don't believe you are, Caleb acknowledged in a rather more serious tone. In fact, given the present military balance between this kingdom and your master's princedom, and its allies, of course, I can really think of only one thing which might have brought you here. And that, my lord, is to discuss what sort of terms Prince Narmon thinks he might be able to obtain. In a general sense, that's certainly accurate, Your Majesty. Pine Hollow inclined his head in a brief bow of acknowledgement. In that case, I might point out that he doesn't have a great deal with which to bargain, Caleb said. I truly mean no disrespect. The ships of your navy fought with courage and determination at Darkos Sound. But Emerald is defenseless before us. We've taken your offshore fortifications where and as we choose. Your major ports are under strict blockade, and as I believe we've demonstrated, we're capable of landing raiding parties to burn out any of the smaller ports where Commodore Jastro might be attempting to fit out his privateers. And we can land an army any time we choose, at any place we choose. Pine Hollow's eyes had flickered with surprise as Caleb mentioned Jastro by name. Obviously, the depth of Caleb's knowledge about events inside Emerald had come as a less than pleasant revelation to him. Oh, if you only knew, my lord, Caleb thought sardonically. All of that may be true, Your Majesty, the Emeraldian Earl said after a moment. Then he shook his head. No, he said. Let's be honest. It is true. Yet it's also true that, however inevitable your victory over my prince may be in the end, obtaining it may prove expensive. Not simply in terms of lost life and treasure, but also in terms of lost time. Despite your current advantages, which my prince has instructed me to tell you he fully recognizes, you have a great many enemies and no friends. No open friends, at least. Prince Narmon has no doubt you've been continuing and even accelerating your military build-up. At the same time, however, he's well aware, as you must be, that your various enemies are engaged in exactly the same process. If you find yourself forced to spend valuable time conquering Emerald by force of arms, you may find the time you've lost doing so has allowed your more inherently formidable foes time to prepare for the next inevitable stage in your conflict. Allowing for the moment the aptness of your analysis, my lord, Caleb said with an unpleasant smile, the consequences will still be less pleasant for the House of Bates than for Karis. A point, I assure you, of which my prince is well aware, Your Majesty. I rather thought he might be. Caleb leaned back, crossing his legs, and cocked his head as he contemplated Pine Hollow. On the other hand, I must admit I'm intrigued, he said. Whatever else Prince Narmon may be, I don't believe he's deaf, blind, or stupid. Nor do I believe there's much possibility that he's unaware of who was behind his marching orders, whatever the Knights of the Temple Lands might choose to pretend. Consequently, I must assume he's as well aware as we are here in Karis of who our true enemy is. Which leads me to wonder just why he might be willing to bring the wrath of the Grand Inquisitor and the group of four down upon his head by daring to so much as send us an official envoy. He eyed Pine Hollow speculatively, and the Emeraldian shrugged.